This is Fresh Air. In the psychological thriller The Lighthouse, Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson play two 19th century seamen stationed at a lighthouse off the coast of Maine. It's the second feature written and directed by the 36-year-old Robert Eggers, who made his filmmaking debut with the supernatural horror drama The Witch. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The premise of The Lighthouse seems to have been cooked up during a long night of drunken revelry, and I mean that in the best possible way. It's as though someone dared the writer-director Robert Eggers to travel to the frigid north, construct a perfect replica of a 19th-century New England lighthouse, and film Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe slowly going insane for 2 hours. This is a brash and swaggering entertainment, a blisteringly funny horror movie, soaked in rain, rum, and testosterone. It's also an exquisite piece of old-fashioned film craft, gorgeously shot in black and white in a nearly square aspect ratio that evokes the look of Hollywood's golden age. Even after two viewings, I'm still not entirely sure what, if anything, the whole experience adds up to, but I can't say I ever wanted to tear my eyes from the screen. The lighthouse hooks you from its opening shot of a boat cutting across icy waters, bound for a lighthouse station on a rocky island off the coast of Maine. The movie was actually filmed at Cape Fortune in Nova Scotia. It's the 1890s, and for the next 4 weeks, this lonely outpost will be home for a veteran lighthouse keeper, Thomas Wake, played by Dafoe, and his young apprentice, a former lumberjack named Ephraim Winslow, played by Pattinson. Eggers shoots the two actors in stunning, screen-filling close-ups, letting us study the sculpted lines of Pattinson's face and count every hair in Dafoe's mangy beard. Dafoe, in particular, seems to be having the time of his life as Thomas, a crusty old sea dog with wild eyes, a foul temper, and horrible flatulence, the sound of which is nearly as distracting as the loud foghorn blasts we keep hearing in the distance. Thomas can have his odd moments of tenderness, especially when he has booze in his belly and a tall tale on his tongue, but he is mostly overbearing and cruel. He bars Ephraim from going anywhere near the lighthouse beacon, saddling him instead with menial tasks like keeping the furnaces burning and emptying the chamber pots. The tension comes to a head in one scene, in which Ephraim, played by Pattinson, is being harangued about his duties by Thomas, played by Dafoe.
What do you call that?
Sir?
What?
I mopped and swept twice over,
ye sir. Lion dog.
I swept them.
Tis begrimed and bedabbled. Unwiped, unwashed, and disdained.
Get some kind of pert out of molesting me.
Come now.
I already says...
How dare ye contradict me, ye dog?
Now look here. I ain't never intended to be no housewife nor slave in taking this job. And it ain't right. These lodgings is more ramshackle than any shanty boys camp I ever seen. The Queen of England's old fancy housekeeper couldn't even done no better than what I done. Because I tell you, I scrubbed this here place twice over.
And I say you did nothing of the sort. And I say you swab it again and you swab it proper like this time. And you'll be swabbing it 10 times more after that.
Robert Eggers, who wrote the script with his brother Max Eggers, drew on the writings of 19th century authors like Herman Melville and Sarah Orne Jewett for inspiration, as you can tell from the antiquated formality of the dialogue. Eggers was a production and costume designer before he became a filmmaker, and he brings to each movie an obsessive attention to period detail. The Witch, his 2015 drama about a Puritan family exiled from their community, was similarly meticulous in its research of 17th century New England language and architecture. Even more than The Witch, The Lighthouse is a claustrophobic study of souls in isolation. Like The Shining and other cabin fever classics, it's a movie full of bad weather, guilty secrets, and violent hallucinations. There are visions of octopuses and mermaids writhing in the surf that recall the grotesque horror imagery of H.P. Lovecraft. Thomas and Ephraim's relationship is full of tempestuous ups and downs. One minute they're drunk, singing and carousing, the next minute they're at each other's throats. There's a homoerotic dimension to their close quarters intimacy. At times you're not sure if they're going to destroy each other or fall into a sweaty embrace. As formidable an acting partner as Defoe is, Pattinson more than holds his own in this ferocious battle of wills. He holds us at every step of Ephraim's psychological breakdown, showing us his growing dislike for Thomas and his determination to bury some ugly truths from his recent past. Meanwhile, the forbidden lighthouse tower glares down at him from above, taunting him like an Olympian flame, forever out of reach. In these moments, the lighthouse becomes a scathing takedown of the bitterly thwarted male ego, a story of two men drowning together in their lusts, regrets, and failures. It's an astonishing spectacle, if also at times a maddeningly indulgent one. Toward the end, Eggers seems reluctant to let his characters go, even after their conflict seems to have exhausted its dramatic potential. He seems even more reluctant to abandon the magnificent prison he's built for them. The lighthouse may be a little too in love with its own virtuosity, but you can hardly blame it. At a time when our movies are overrun with stale, derivative visions, its unrepentant madness feels like both a balm and a beacon.
Justin Chang is a film critic for the LA Times. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Catherine Hahn, who stars in the new HBO series Mrs. Fletcher, which is adapted from the bestseller by Tom Perata about a divorced mother whose son has just left home for college and she's having a confusing sexual reawakening. Hahn is also known for her roles in the TV series Parks and Recreation and Transparent, and for the movies Bad Moms, Private Life, and Step Brothers. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Sam Brigger. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.